Hello, everyone, and welcome to the All Things Bible Podcast. Today on the show, we are going to finish the last half of Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. This particular section of Romans starts to dive into the relationship between sin and death, and then the relationship that Jesus brings into that equation. And the pattern of the pattern that Adam set before humanity, and then the pattern that Jesus brings to all humanity as well. So we're just going to dive right in. We're going to read kind of the first verses 12 through 17 first, as kind of a big chunk, and then we'll break that down, and then we'll do verses 18 through 21. So let's just read. Verses 12, and we'll do through 14 first. So, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sinned. For before the law was given, sin was in the world. But sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. And so the very first thing that we see here is that Adam brought sin and death into the world. And it kind of follows this linear equation, if you will. So there was a command from God, right, all the way back in Genesis 3, not to eat from this particular tree, the tree of knowing good and bad in the Garden of Eden. And Adam broke that command. He disobeyed the command to not take from the tree. And so he took from the tree. And therefore, because he did that, sin entered the world. And because sin was in the world, the consequence of sin was death. And death then came to all humanity, meaning that all humans died because all humans sinned. And so what Paul's trying to bring out here is that from an earlier point of what he was trying to say back in chapter 3 was that everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And therefore, what he's trying to bring to light here is that this one man, Adam, brought sin and death into the entire world. Now, that does not mean that everyone or that other people were innocent and, well, Adam screwed up and so everyone else faces his consequences. That's not Paul's point, because he says that all sinned. And therefore, because everyone sinned, everyone dies. That's the consequence of sin, is that death. So it's not like that because of Adam's one sin, he messed it up for everybody else. We all have the opportunity not to sin, but because of our human nature, we end up sinning anyways, and therefore deserve the same judgment of death that Adam faced. So Paul's point in bringing this up is that Adam is just this prototype, this pattern of all humans that were going to follow after him. That yes, he did bring sin into the world because he was the first one to break the command, and then everyone else continues to follow that pattern. And so, but what Paul then gets into is that that between the time of Adam and the time of Moses, there was no law code, so to speak. There was no set commands. From the time of Adam to Moses, people were given certain commands by God to do certain things or not to do certain things, but there was not this overbearing law that all people had to follow. And Paul's point is that death was still present. People still died, and everyone died because sin was still present. And in the last part of verse 14 was Adam was a type of pattern of Jesus, not in the sense of sinning, because Jesus did not sin, but he was a pattern of Jesus in the sense that he was the one man that brought sin into the world. And Jesus, as we're going to see later, follows the theme of the one man that brings life to all. And so he's going to start to contrast here in these next couple of verses the difference between what Adam brought into the world and what Jesus brought into the world. And so now we're going to read verses 15 through 17. Paul says, "But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace in the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. But the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?" And so sometimes we can get kind of lost in the repetition that Paul brings up in these verses. But the vision that I want to hold up here is kind of the vision of a funnel. And so if we think of a funnel being upside down, with the so imagine this funnel being the right side up, which is the spout open wide at the top and gets narrow as it goes down. But then if we flip that upside down, we have the narrow end at the top and then spreading and getting wider as it goes to the bottom. So when Paul's talking about Adam as this one man that brought sin and death into the world, it spread through, it spread to all humanity. So all humanity now sins, not because Adam sinned. Adam's sin did not cause everyone else to sin, but everyone does sin and therefore faces the same consequences of Adam. So think about this as the funnel being upside down. The skinny part at the top, which would be represented by Adam, as the funnel goes down and gets wider and wider, that's that sin and death spreading to all humanity. But then if we flip it right side up again, when we talk about Jesus and his gift of grace and his gift of salvation, all of the sin and the trespasses and all of the rebellion that that people commit, that's that wide end, and it's all being poured into this funnel. All that sin and death is being poured into the funnel, and then out of the funnel comes grace, because in the middle of that funnel was the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so then what drips out of the funnel is grace and salvation for all people. And Paul's whole point is that even though we have many, many sins, the gift of God and the gift of Jesus Christ specifically is more abundant than any of the sins that we can commit. So he makes that point in verse 16 when he says, again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin, because the result of the Adam's sin was judgment. But that gift, that precious gift of Jesus Christ is justification, it's righteousness, and it's salvation. And Paul's whole point here is that we can now live a life through Jesus Christ. And Paul knows, as he'll explore later, that sin is still present in our life, and even death is still present in our lives. But the thing that has changed from Adam to Jesus is that Jesus now gives us this life and this salvation that we can hope for and obtain. And so we'll conclude here with verses 18 through 21. He says, "Consequently, just as the result of the one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, and so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous." I think that's so beautiful what Paul writes here, that one act of disobedience by Adam caused sin and death to come into the world. But we have a Savior that made the one act of sacrificing himself on the cross, that one act of righteousness brings salvation and brings life to just as many people, meaning everybody. Just as sin and death affects everybody, so this act of righteousness, this gift of salvation, is for everyone as well. And we'll conclude with verses 20 through 21. "The law was added so that the trespasses might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more, so that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And so that this law, specifically the Torah, the Mosaic law given to Moses, that law code gave knowledge of sin. It told people what was right and what was wrong. It allowed people to know what sin was. And therefore, that will lead to death, because once we gain a knowledge of what to do and what not to do, our human nature tells us we're going to choose the worst for us. And so that brings death. However, Jesus gives us grace. There's an antidote for this sinfulness and death. And of course, that is the grace. So yes, sin increased, but through what Paul has been saying here and what we have explored, that grace and that salvation increased just as much to cover all the sin and death that was caused by Adam. And therefore, the conclusion was that grace would reign and bring, grace would be victorious over that sin and death, and bring eternal life because of what Jesus did. And so there's this contrast between Adam, who sinned and brought death into the world, and then our Savior Jesus, who came to this world and took on that consequence of sin. He did die, but because of his death, more death was not spread. But because of his death, grace and salvation and eternal life was given to all who would have faith and believe. And of course, in chapter 6, Paul is going to explore this idea that we're not going to be able to sin more just because we have this free gift of grace. It doesn't allow us to do whatever we want. So he's going to explore that, and we'll talk about that more on the next episode. But thank you for listening. God bless.